Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, and now yet another new radio station signal, 94.9 FM. And you can also see the show, Facebook live stream. Just go to Dimitri profile page, Dimitri with three eyes, last name Vassilaris. Look for the one with the 7,500 followers. The others have like two or three followers. Those are fakes. Follow me on Facebook and share, this stream everywhere that you can. So we've got all of that. Also, the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5. You can also see the Facebook live stream there. How you doing? So there's that. All right, next. Public service announcement and then a prize package for you. Embark on the ultimate summer getaway with out-of-this-world fun at Carnegie Science Center, Pittsburgh's most visited museum. Journey through time and space in Buell Planetarium. Discover a new world in Mars, the next giant leap, and set sail on a historic voyage aboard a World War II submarine. Spark curiosity with five floors of immersive exhibits and become a digital maker in the new BNY Fab Lab. Plan your summer vacation adventure at CarnegieScienceCenter.org. That's CarnegieScienceCenter.org. It's a great place, a wonderful place, and take the whole family there. And because we love you, you have a chance to win four passes to the Carnegie Science Center. Now, two things with this. Actually, a number of things. Most important is this. If you are the winner, you have to come here to Rock Hill, where our studios are based, in Bel Air, to pick up the tickets. We can't trust the post office, the mail system. We just cannot trust it. You got to come here and pick them up. We're at 56325 High Ridge Road, across the street from the Presbyterian Church of Rock Hill, or the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church, I guess is what it's called. And you might know this better as the WAMP Studios. But that's where Big Willie 105.5 is also. So that's number one. You got to come here to pick. If you're the winner, you got to pick up these passes. These are four passes for you. This is a big deal. The second thing is, these passes are good for 1 month. They're good for August. So if you do win, you better hurry and pick them up and use them in August. These are for August. All right. A four-pack. Carnegie Science Center passes for you for August. You got to pick them up here. Here's what you do. Here's my phone number. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Did you add that to your iPhone? Did you add that to your Android? Is one of your favorites? Make it Dimitri Studio Line. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We are going to take the, try the 10th caller. We'll try the 10th caller. The 10th caller will win the four-pack of passes to Carnegie Science Center. Now, several things here. We've had all sorts of problems with my listeners. I don't know if they're hungover from the night before. I don't know if they're just a little slow. I don't know if they're just being passive aggressive. I don't know. But we've had all sorts of problems with my listeners whenever I'm giving away stuff. All you have to do is this. If you're listening to the show right now, and the chances are you are, turn down the volume of whatever device you're listening me to before you start calling. If you're listening to me on the radio, turn down the volume. We cannot hear the radio playing in the background when you're calling because it's going to give feedback and it'll be just a mess. So pot it down, turn off the volume of whatever you're listening to as you're hearing me before you call. When you call, here's the phone number, 740-325-1490. Now this is important. Do not hang up when I answer. We've actually had people, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I answer, I go, line one, Big Willie 105.5, click, and they hang up. That's not how you do a phone call. How you do a phone call is you call 740-325-1490. I answer. So you don't hang up, because if you hang up, I can't talk with you. So you don't know if you're the 10th caller. I'll ask you your name, where you're calling from, what are you up to, whatever. And I'll tell you what caller number you are. And we've got a bank of phone lines here. And they're not all flashing, by the way. They're not all flashing. We've got some, but they're not all flashing. 740-325-1490. It's really not a difficult concept. You call. You don't hang up when I answer. You interact with me. You make sure the volume is all the way down, whatever you're listening to when you call me. You tell me your name, where you're calling from. These are not trick questions. This is not difficult. You wouldn't know it by some of the experiences that we have had trying to give away these wonderful prize packages. I mean, honestly, sometimes like a nightmare with these people. And I think a lot of it's passive aggressive. This is their way of just sticking it to the man, you know, or whatever. But all right, well, let's give it a try. Line one, hello, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Brent.
Brent, and where are you calling from?
I'm on Route 70 right now on the way to work in Bethesda.
All right, Route 70, do you mean the interstate?
Yeah, the interstate, yeah, I'm on the way to Bethesda, yeah.
All right.
An oil pad.
All right, so what's in Bethesda?
Just the oil pad and pilot, all that stuff.
Okay. Well, give my best to everyone there. You're caller number one. So good luck and wish you well. All right. See, that worked out beautifully. The volume was down in the background, so there was no background noise. He told us his name, where he was. He didn't know that 70 is an interstate, but okay, he's not from around here. That's fine. And it worked out beautifully. He found out that he was the first caller. Now, if we can have that same type of high-level response from all of our listeners, I think we're going to be okay. 740-325-1490. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Katie.
What?
Katie.
Katie?
Yes.
All right, our phone line isn't the best in the world. Where are you calling from, Katie?
Rayland, Ohio.
Rayland, one of my favorite places. Do you know Raylan Givens from Justified?
No, I can't say as I do.
All right. Well, you're caller number two, so hurry up and call back. So it's just that simple. It's just that simple. 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. Four-pack of passes. Carnegie Science Center. You pick them up here at Rock Hill. They're good for August. You can use them throughout August. And it's a wonderful thing. This Carnegie Science Center is absolutely fantastic. We'll get to some more calls here in just a bit. I want to play something here first for you. And that is the official way that the Republicans that control the United States Senate are going to prevent Donald Trump from doing recess appointments. One line is still open. And this is John Thune, who is the new version of Mitch McConnell. He also hates Trump along with all of the other rhinos there. And here's how they're doing it. They're going to be doing this thing with preventing recess appointments by having the Senate in session, but not really in session, using the rules to screw over Trump. And these are the Republican establishment people doing this, including Shelley Moore Capito. So here's exactly what it sounds like.
Then convene for pro forma session only with no business being conducted on the following dates and times: Tuesday, August 5th at 1, Friday, August 8th at 1:05, Tuesday, August 12th at 8 a.m., Friday, August 15th at 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, August 19th at 10 a.m., Friday, August 22nd at 9 a.m., Tuesday, August 26th at 12 p.m. noon, and Friday, August 29th at 7 a.m. Further, that when the Senate adjourns on Friday, August the 29th, it stand adjourned until 3 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 2nd, that following the prayer and pledge, the morning hour be deemed expired. The general proceedings be approved today at the time for the two leaders be reserved for the use later in the day and the Senate resume. The motion to proceed to calendar number 115 S2296. Finally, notwithstanding Rule 22, the cloture motion filed on Saturday, August 2nd.
And just like that, that is how the rhinos sabotage Donald Trump. He can't do any recess appointments. This is how it's done. That's exactly what it sounds like. Now, you might be wondering, what about Shelley Moore Capito? Well, I'm glad that you asked. I've got actually for our Facebook friends here. When John Thune, in fact, let me get this thing here. This is John Thune when he was appointed the head of the Senate by the Republicans and lying through his teeth. And, oh, yeah, he's going to help Trump and all that. Here we go with that.
When it comes to choosing nominees who will pass Senate confirmation?
Well, as you know, the Senate has an advise and consent role in the Constitution, so we will do everything we can to process his noms quickly, get them installed in their position so they can begin to implement his agenda.
Which, of course, is just an utter lie. Now, for our Facebook friends, I want to show you the picture of this. Who is standing right next to John Thune? Who do you think is standing right next to this pathetic rhino? That's right. Shelley Moore Capito. There she is. She would stand next to Mitch McConnell, Kentucky's decaying cadaver, and now John Thune. All of this is to screw over the president. That's all this is. All right, we got one line open, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. A four-pack of passes to see, go to the Carnegie Science Center. It's really wonderful. It's a great adventure. I got to pick up the passes here. It's good for August. So let's go to the next caller. Line one, what's your first name?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, what's your first name? Turn off the volume in the background, for heaven's sakes! Ah! That was caller number three. All right, this is not hard. You got to turn off the volume. See, this is what I mean. Johnny O has no problems with this. His listeners are well-behaved, they're well-trained, they want to add to the show. Mine want to detract from the show. I don't know what it is. This is weird passive-aggressive thing. Again, make sure the volume is all the way off so we don't get feedback. Hi, what's your first name? Welcome to Big Willie 105.5. Huh?
It's Katie again.
Katie, okay, Katie. You're calling from Rayland.
Yes.
And you don't know Rayland Givens from Justified. We've established that. Are you going to work or where are you going right now, Katie?
I'm actually going home, coming home from the grocery store.
All right, what'd you buy?
Bread, milk, and lunch meat.
Oh, sounds like the Breakfast of Champions. All right, thank you so much. Your caller number four. Thank you. One line open, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The calls are light today. The calls are light, and I think it's because I gave you a little bit of tough love, saying don't screw around. I expect a lot more out of you, and I may have inadvertently cowered some of you into not calling. And for that, I do not apologize. I set the bar high with my listeners, and I expect you to meet that standard. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Hi, welcome, Big Bully 105.5. What's your first name? One more thing when you call. That was caller number five. One more thing when you call. I really shouldn't have to be explaining this, but apparently I do. When I start talking to you, you need to answer. You need to talk back. Because if you're pretending to be a mime, which I'm sure you're probably a very good mime in your own way, mime doesn't really work on radio. It just doesn't. So when I talk with you, when I say hello, whatever, you actually have to respond. That's how this phone thing works. That was caller number six. That's 740-325-1490. We need to take a break here. We need to regroup. We got to get the coach's corner. Do we do the coach's corner today? I don't know. I hope we do, because this is unbelievable. And it's finally the final four callers. One of them is going to win this thing. That's the craziest thing at all. But when you call, you've got to respond. You can't have anything playing in the background. You've got, it's honestly, people, it's not that hard. It really.